Simulated reality. Materials, products, processes. Future worlds inside a computer. This is the noise you hear in a car factory when a vehicle is being tested for crash safety. But when staff at a Fraunhofer Institute are running a crash test on the same car, it sounds more like this. The metal of the car body crumples in the same way, but only on the computer screen, not in reality. Fraunhofer researchers in information technology, material science, and production engineering all work together in the field of simulated reality. The underlying concept is sketched out here by Professor Dieter Preetzel-Wolters, who directs the Fraunhofer Institute for Industrial Mathematics in Kaiserslautern.
Simulation is a substitute for traditional methods based on trial and error. Real-life experiments are replaced by computer simulations which realistically mimic the behavior of materials, products, and processes in a virtual computer environment.
The aim is to allow an engineer who has designed an automobile component on the computer to immediately test its effect on the overall crash behavior of the vehicle using the same computer. In other words, he or she has no need to consult other specialists or even build a prototype. Simulated reality saves time and development costs. To be sure that the simulation exactly corresponds to reality, the computer programs have been able to factor in a multitude of data. What happens to a sheet metal part after it has been shaped in a pressing machine? Present-day simulation software only calculates the changes in its geometry during the pressing process.
Was sich im Inneren des Bleches abgespielt hat.
I might have simulation data from the forming process, but that doesn't tell me much about the places where damage could have been caused by internal stresses when the metal part is subsequently deformed. And this is data I need for the crash simulation. The point of simulated reality is to be able to integrate these two aspects, giving me supplementary information that will enable me to create a more authentic and reliable simulation.
Professor Peter Gumpsch is the director of the Fraunhofer Institute for Mechanics of Materials in Freiburg. Together with his research staff, he investigates the changes in the innermost structures of materials when they are shaped, heated, or welded. The researchers apply the result of this work in the development of models that describe a material's behavior. In the first instance, they create a relatively rough model based on simple general rules. This is nevertheless sufficient to simulate the outward appearance of a material. But the same information can be used to create more finely structured models, which enable the researchers to simulate the processes occurring in the interior of the material. A simulated reality constructed on the basis of such models can sometimes produce results that surpass those of real-life experiments. For example, if you want to examine the behavior of materials used in a vehicle exhaust pipe.
There is an infinite number of imaginable scenarios to describe the alternation of compressive and tensile stresses that an exhaust pipe is subjected to at high temperatures and at low temperatures, and they are all relevant. Just think of the wide range of temperatures and shocks that a car exhaust has to contend with. When in my own work I want to determine the relevant material properties, I'll never be able to create a scenario that faithfully imitates the whole range of stresses that an exhaust pipe will experience during its life.
It's true, the task is too immense, but simulated reality is capable of working through the whole range of possible stresses in succession. It also gives access to a further option, that of reverse engineering. Normally, when an engineer is asked to design a filter, he or she starts by choosing the appropriate filter medium, which could be a specific web of synthetic fibers. The next step is to decide on the placement of the filter material. And finally, tests have to be conducted to determine whether the flow characteristics at this site allow the filter to deliver the required results. If not, the whole procedure has to be repeated from scratch. Reverse engineering simply reverses the order of steps with the aid of simulated reality.
Zukünftig werde ich aus den
In future, I'll be taking the parameters of the installation site and its flow characteristics and working backwards from there. This will allow me to specify my requirements for a filter pad that possesses a certain set of properties. Once I have specified these requirements, I can start a simulation of the spinning process that will allow me to define production parameters that will enable the nozzles to set to the required geometry and give me the appropriate filter design.
The computer works on the basis of information that describes the chemicals that the filter is expected to capture and where it will be located in the apparatus. The technique of reverse engineering enables the software to calculate the type of material that will have to be squeezed through the nozzles in order to produce a filter pad of the appropriate qualities. Simulated reality is likely to revolutionize the work of scientists, engineers, and designers in the years to come. For, as Dieter Prezel-Wolter states so succinctly,
a good simulation program produces more useful results than 1,000 separate experiments.